Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I am your host, Corey James, and this is the Life Development Podcast, where I review how to choose growth and overcome adversity with a clocked in mindset, which means that we're committed to high performance and productivity against all odds. And it's a beautiful day. It's the day after July 4th, Independence Day. I hope that everyone was safe. I hope that everyone enjoyed themselves, got the family time in. And this is episode 115, entitled What's In You and What's In It For You. And today's episode is inspired by a quote by Henry David Thoreau. And that quote is, "You cannot dream yourself into character. You must hammer and forge yourself one." Again, you cannot dream yourself into character. You must hammer and forge yourself into one. Which to me just says that, man, as much as we would love to dream and dreaming be enough, that's just not the case. What I love about this quote is that it isn't saying that you can buy a better version of yourself, or that someone else can all of a sudden deem you worthy of having a better character or being more skilled. You know, you can't just be knighted into actually improving. The improvement has to come first, right? See, it's not feasible or realistic to think that growth can just be handed to you, because the truth is it must be earned every single step of the way. And sometimes the degree of effort required for us to earn it is frustrating, and it gets under our skin because it feels like, well, I'm doing what I think should be enough. But if you're not getting the result yet, then what you think should be enough, unfortunately, just isn't. And that's okay. That doesn't mean you are not enough. That just means that you are enough internally, but your efforts externally have to match what it is that you're capable of. Again, you are enough. You are enough. You are enough internally, but your external efforts need to be a reflection of your potential and what it is that you truly desire. Because let's be real, if you want abs, if you want a six pack, if you want to drop the weight or gain the muscle, then the couch is probably not the place to do it. No matter how much you watch people lifting weights on TV or on social media or on your tablet or on your laptop, it will not equate change for you. And deep down, we all know this, but because we've grown up and we're so engulfed in, you know, social media and the perfection that is portrayed on television, because we're so caught up in that, it's very easy to tell ourselves like, well, I mean, like, maybe I'll get something from it. Maybe I should just continue with the diets, the crash diets. Maybe I need to just go ahead and, you know, try the shake weight, and the shake weight will all of a sudden somehow get me all the upper body muscles that I need. And guess what? The marketing works. The marketing works to get you to buy something, but not necessarily to get you to change. The change that's needed, man, it's much deeper than that. And back to the quote, you cannot dream yourself into a character. You cannot. So while dreaming is essential in and of itself, it is not enough. See, the dream is the first step. And it's kind of like recognizing that the car can take you further and faster than you could go on foot. So the car can take you further and faster than you can go on foot. But also, you have to, within that thought process, acknowledge that without opening the door and putting the keys in the ignition, the car literally can't do you any good. It just sits there. It's just a chunk of metal. Maybe it has some wires and some plastic, but without actually activating and starting the car over, without putting the key in the ignition and knowing how to put your seatbelt on for your safety on this trip, without, you know, being prepared to actually drive it somewhere, the car in and of itself is not enough. Just like the dream in and of itself is not enough. So what I'm saying is that, and we come back to this often, how much more are you studying your gift? What are you doing to carve out what's inside of you? Are you reading the books? Are you in the community? Do you have the mentor? Are you in a professional environment where you can thrive and grow? Like, what is it that you're doing to separate yourself from the crowd? Because the crowd may not be where you're meant to be. But until you accept that, until you coordinate that with your thoughts and your dreams and your aspirations, you may just be sitting amongst the crowd and looking at your gift ahead of you, looking at your goal, looking at your mission ahead of you, but unable to tap into it. And that to me is blasphemy. It's unnecessary, because your gift will make room for you. It truly will, but only based on the efforts that you put into your gift. See, in our community, we say that we have to carve out the identity needed to pursue our goals so that we don't feel forced to accept the identity given to us based on someone else's point of view. Because that someone else may think so little and so small of you that they hand you either nothing, right? They don't hand you anything, or they hand you the smallest perception or the smallest version of what you could do. Because if you do more, then it threatens them and they feel forced to try to do more too. They feel threatened because, oh, you may have out-earned them. You may have outworked them. Yeah, and I hate to break it to you, if you've never heard or had this thought process, yes, there are people in your circle that you think are rooting for you, but they only want you to be successful enough for them to still be number one. They don't actually want you to be as successful as you can be. And when you encounter those people, I hope that it brings you back to this quote. Again, you cannot dream yourself into character. You must hammer and forge yourself one. Which also means that as you hammer and forge, you're slicing off pieces of things that don't serve you. You're letting them go. You're letting go of friendships. You're letting go of vices. You're letting go of distractions. You're letting go of social media, if that's what it takes. You're letting go of maybe some of your favorite places, maybe places that you have memories and maybe trauma bonds. Maybe you're letting go of some trauma bonds that are the only things that are tying you to certain people in your life. Not the joy and the love and the fun and the good times, but just the trauma that you've gone through together. And every time you come together, you relive this trauma, you reopen this wound, and then you go about your separate ways and take that reopened wound with you into new spaces. What I'm saying to you today is that that has to end. In order to truly forge yourself into something stronger, something better, and in order to carve out your identity, not just your identity, but the identity specifically needed to pursue our goals, we have to have a higher level perspective on what it is that we expect from our lives. And if you don't, then maybe this podcast isn't for you. And that's okay too. See, I'm not here to make anyone feel forced into development. But if you feel pulled and drawn towards development, then this podcast is for you, and you're in the right place and with the right people. And we have some work to do together, because I can just tell you for myself that based on what I've seen in the last 3 years and what I learned in the 5 years prior to that, in my childhood and my upbringing versus where I am now, here and now today, and the time that I spent with my family this weekend, and the joy that I saw on my son's faces and on my wife's face, and with my in-laws, and you know, the way that we can have higher level conversations based on these things, I'm telling you that there's so much more to life. There's so much more inside of you. There's so much more that you can extract from life. There's so much more that you're meant to live and experience and taste and hear and dance through, and just to live fully involved and engaged in. But in order to do so, some carving must be done. Some carving must be done. And I like the word carve or hammer and forge, because it denotes difficulty, and that there must be something sharp in order to carve, and something a little bit forceful in order to hammer and forge yourself into this character, into the identity needed to pursue your goals, whatever those goals may be. Because again, the identity given to you may not actually serve you, because it may have been given to you at a time before you even knew yourself. So how could that other person know yourself? And every time I circle back to this idea, these ideas based on these quotes, I wonder, if we really knew what we were capable of, would we still spend so much time chasing what doesn't serve us? If we really knew what 6 months of obsessive focus could do, or what 90 days of obsessive focus could do, or what 3 weeks of walking every day could do for our bodies and for our health and for the longevity of our lives, if we really knew now, if we got a preview of what our lives could be like whenever a movie is about to come out but isn't quite out just yet, if we got the preview but the film wasn't out yet, would we have a higher anticipation and engagement? Would we buy the ticket for our own movie based on the preview? It's an interesting thought. And I hope that as you listen to this podcast, that you really consider for yourself whether or not the decisions that you're making on a daily basis, those habits, align with your goals, with your dreams, with your aspirations, with your ability to be clocked in. Because the whole idea behind this podcast is that Clocked In is about doing the life work that you need to do to make your life work. And analyzing and critiquing and challenging yourself in the way that the world will challenge you anyway. But if you're at least ahead of it, then now you have a say in where you go from here. So I'll end with this quote. And this quote is actually from the Gospel of Thomas. And it says, if you bring forth what is within you will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you will destroy you. And what I take from this is that if you have the potential, the capability, if you have that core that can change your life, and you bring it forth, it will save you. But if you leave it to rest, if you leave it locked away, if you leave it hidden, if you stay in your comfort zone, if you stay standing on excuses, then that thing may just rot inside of you. It may cause you sickness from the inside out. And it may drive you a little bit mad and crazy because you'll forever question what could have happened instead of saying, no, starting here and now, I'm committed to what can and what could. I love you. I support you. I believe in your ability. I believe in your dreams. I believe that you are capable. I love you. I support you. I believe in you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. But as always, you know, if you've ever heard this podcast before, that you have to do the work. So my hope is that today you're doing the work. And if you know someone else who can relate to these feelings of needing to do more or feeling called to do more, then do them a favor and do yourself a favor by sharing this podcast with them today and every episode moving forward. All right. As always, it's a great day. It's a great day to be clocked in. And it's always a great day to choose growth. It's Corey.